Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, guys, we're heading down the home stretch. About 23 minutes or so to go in the radio program. Don't worry, we'll have plenty more tomorrow at 1 o'clock, including on the NFL draft and Shedeur Sanders and everything. Spread it out a little bit, being that nobody did us a favor by spreading out these huge news items. While we were doing the show, Phil Mendelson was on 106.7 The Fan, and I've mentioned him several times as the main opponent and what have you, and I guess he was asked directly about putting up approximately $1 billion in the Commander Stadium agreement, and in part, he said, quote, "I don't think there is support in the council for that," end quote. Now, apparently he is in favor of the stadium concept. It is the budgetary standpoint and how to get there. And presumably he wants more private investment. I don't know if more private investment is coming, guys, from the Commanders. $2.7 billion plus, yes, they're going to reap rewards from it, plus whatever investment goes into the surrounding entertainment district, which is going to be somewhat significant. I don't think that they're coming up with another $1 billion.
They're not giving that much more than they gave Leonsis. What I was trying to remember was, do you remember how much Youngkin had promised Leonsis when they were talking about Alexander? Like, what percentage? Because I bet it wasn't 24%.
I don't. I would have to look back at that whole thing.
I know.
Thing.
I was trying to find that.
I know
number
DC,
on that.
When they made the deal for them to stay in DC, the public money, the public investment came out to approximately $515 million spread out over 3 years.
Yep.
For the renovations. For Capital One Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that. I don't remember in Virginia exactly
what
they've
already started if you go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they have because I can't park there. Yeah, no doubt. Let me finish up this today's portion of the show like this. I told you at the beginning of the show, I was very worried, very concerned, once the stadium is built, if the stadium is built, about personal seat licenses, which we got confirmed today. That there will indeed be personal seat licenses. What is a personal seat license? Nobody around here really knows because there's never been personal seat licenses. Do you realize that? Not the Caps, not the Wizards, not the Nationals, not the Commanders, not even the Redskins under Dopey Dan and Brucey Bruce. Nobody's had personal seat licenses. So this is a completely foreign concept, which I probably have done a bad job in not explaining further just because, I mean, I explained it earlier, but maybe I didn't explain it in enough detail because there isn't a whole lot of detail other than to say it's a paid license that entitles the holder of said license the right to buy season tickets for a certain seat in a stadium. Meaning, all season tickets, all season seats, season ticket seats, if you will, that are earmarked for sale, instead of them being able to randomly assign you a seat or move or what have you, instead of you having to search for a seat, basically what you do is you buy the PSL. You pick the seat you want or the seats that you want. According to Wikipedia, the holder can sell the seat license to someone else if they no longer wish to purchase season tickets. However, if the seat license holder chooses not to sell the seat licenses and does not renew the season tickets, the holder forfeits the license back to the team. Most seat licenses are valid for as long as the team plays in the current venue. Again, it's corresponding to a specific seat. The venue operator can charge different prices for each individual seat, meaning you could essentially pick out two seats in section 101, for argument's sake, and presumably in row A, and presumably in row B, 101, seats 1 and 2, one row behind. It could cost $2,000 for the personal seat license for the front row and $1,500 for the second row.
I'm assuming they'll probably have bulk packages as well if you're buying four or more.
But here's the bigger problem and what people don't quite understand about this. Unless the team ties this to a club membership, which is what they've been selling now, which is not a PSL, like the Burgundy and Gold Club or whatever they call it. Unless the team ties it to that, you get nothing. Nothing. Nothing for the PSL. It is literally just extra money to help them pay for the stadium. You get nothing. No tickets, no parking, no experiences. Now, if they were smart, and I hope they are, they would tie it to what they're already doing. Again, Burgundy Club, Gold Club, whatever, where you guys know that are a part of that.
It sounds kind of
like
you
get perks and incentives, right?
It sounds kind of like when you buy a parking space for your apartment and you have to buy like that space for your apartment. You know what I'm talking about? Not everywhere does that, but like some places.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're already paying rent and whatever else, and then like, but you got to buy a specific parking spot.
Yes.
And some dude may own it and not necessarily the guy that lived in your apartment before you. And like,
I would say this, the way that I know to get around PSLs in this case is you don't buy season tickets. Now, there is a challenge to that, right? If the team is really, really, really popular, or if the stadium is, like other stadiums, a very popular destination, even if the team isn't great in the early years, really the only way you could probably guarantee that you're going to get into the stadium more than one random game here and there is to buy season tickets. And if they're going to link every single season ticket purchase to a PSL, and if they're not going to link the PSL price and component to what they've been selling, which is the Burgundy Club and the Gold Club and all that, where you get all those perks and incentives, if they're not going to link that, then you are going to pay literally $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, $5,000, whatever the cost might be. And obviously, the better the seat, I'm sure the more the money. You're going to literally pay that and get zippity-doo-dah-day for nothing.
Now, does it only apply to sporting events, or do you get that seat guaranteed, like, say, when Metallica and AC/DC come, and, like, would you still, like, is it like a box? Like, if your company owns a box at the arena, any event, monster trucks, whatever, you get to have that box. You know, is it going to be like that, where you have your seats, or is it?
It's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. It's a great question, though. Based on my research, okay, so it took me a little time to kind of go through this. There, every stadium and every team has different, what do you call it? Different,
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mechanisms, like, for instance, okay,
their own ways of gouging the customer
well,
base.
Well, yes, but like for instance, in Toronto, okay, at Scotiabank Arena, the Toronto Raptors have a PSL program. It's only used for, like, the best seats, so presumably, like, closest to the court and whatever. But it also provides rights for Maple Leaf tickets. So if the Commanders are going to sell PSLs, I presume, don't know, presume that it would only be for Commanders games, but it would, because it's not an actual ticket purchase, it would provide you the right, first come, first serve, like a lot of teams do for playoff tickets, first come, first serve to purchase tickets for every other premium event, because that's your seat. You essentially own that seat. But
sure,
if
but you
then
want
if you
seat.
Well,
yeah.
But if you then decline to purchase, I guess, then they can probably sell those seats, I would imagine.
Cuz like for example, Metallica coming, they will be playing on the field. They're playing in the round, which means you can 360 stage. You can stand on any side of the stage and watch them. But they will be selling tickets, you know, presumably general admission, so non-seated, but on the field itself. And you can't have that already. You can't have reserved an on-the-field-itself ticket for football games, because that doesn't exist.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. Well, I mean, listen, we're going deep into the woods here. But
I want to know if I can get reserved Metallica tickets, man.
I hear you. But I would say this, okay? Again, most NFL teams have this because of the limited amount of dates. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a list of pretty much maybe not every NFL team, because the Commanders certainly don't right now, but most of them have PSLs or SSLs, as they call them, stadium seat licenses, which, you know, is essentially the same thing. Some have something called a COA, a charter ownership agreement. It's all the same essential thing. And let me tell you, it's going to be problematic for a lot of people. A lot of people are, this is going to be the bane of existence when it comes to the new stadium. People are going to say, wait a second, it's one thing to buy the tickets. It's another thing to pay for the parking. It's another thing to, you know, not be able to tailgate. It's another thing to pay $22 for a 16-ounce can of beer. It's another thing. Wait. To buy season tickets, I need to spend a couple of $1,000s for the season ticket. And then I need to spend another $1,000, another $1,200, another $1,500, another $2,000 to buy a seat.
Don't forget the Ticketmaster fees.
I mean, yes, all of them.
All of that. Yeah.
Now, my understanding is it's a one-time fee, right?
Like, you pay it once in your life or once a year?
I believe it's a once in your life until you decide to not renew your season tickets.
Yeah.
Or you can transfer the license to somebody else. But as soon as you don't renew your season tickets, the license goes back to the team.
Yeah, they sell it to someone
else. Meaning you can't buy
it's like the parking lot in your apartment. It's like the parking spot in your apartment.
Meaning you can't pay $2,000 in 2030 for the personal seat license, buy season tickets, and then in 2034, not buy season tickets and still hold on to the PSL.
It's a way to keep people locked into buying season tickets when, say, Jaden Daniels might be injured for a season or something.
I mean, again, people are going to have a huge problem with this. I'm telling you, you might think I'm negative. I'm telling you, people are going to have a huge problem. All right, let me spend a couple of minutes real quickly on the Capitals. They won last night in Montreal, pulling away in the third period. We all know a couple of big things happen. The Ovechkin big freight train hit led to a Montreal goal right after on the power play. That was a fine call. I know because some Capitals fans were upset. The Tom Wilson hit, which led to Brandon Nuheim's first goal with Connor McMichael. Again, that was a brutally hard hit, but it was legal and it was clean. And so far, the NHL hasn't announced any kind of hearing. He was not penalized. That doesn't mean they can't have a hearing, but that's the deal. And then on top of that, getting Logan Thompson back, even though he allowed a questionable short side goal, was huge. And then two empty netters. And also, Andrew Mangiapane on the drop back pass just inside the blue line to give them the lead. All of those things, weathering the storm at the beginning of the game, all of those things led to a game four win. Great job by the Capitals. Finally getting back to it in the third period. Remember, games 1, 2, and 3 had been controlled in the third period by the Montreal Canadiens. Game four, just the opposite. And if they can do that one more time, and it doesn't even need to be game five, but if they can do that one more time, they're on to the second round. One more time.
They've been up 3-1 against the Canadiens in the first round before, though.
They have been up 3-1 against the Canadiens in the first round in an 8-1 matchup. Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
But let's hope that doesn't happen this time. I got a better feeling this year.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. A quick word on the Nationals. We've mentioned them a couple of times. They deserve more time, but, I mean, listen, guys, I don't make this stuff up. Again, we will give them more time tomorrow when we have more time to give. The Nationals are 13-15. They are getting ready to close out their four-game weekend wraparound set with the Mets. If they win, obviously, they're a game under 500. The Nationals are 6-4 in their last 10. They had two walk-off wins Friday night, Sunday night. They got shut out Saturday afternoon. Gonna happen. The Nationals were down 5-0 in the top of the first with their best pitcher this year, Mitchell Parker, having walked four guys. Luis Garcia collided with the right fielder, Alex Call, I think it was, or maybe it was Dylan Cruz, I can't remember. I think it was Alex Call. That opened up some other opportunities. The Nationals never gave up. They just kept clawing and scratching, coming back. Big seventh inning, walk-off in the ninth. No Edwin Diaz for the Mets. fielding error overthrow and C.J. Abrams hustling his ass off and the Nationals win. All you can say about Davey is he's always had that clubhouse and they never give up. They never give up. We're 15 minutes away from first pitch. Mets, Nats over at the ballpark to see if the Nats can win three out of four and improve to one game under 500 at 14-15. All right, back in a flash to wrap it up. Dumb dumb of the day before we say goodbye. On the Team 980.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.